Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Whenever February comes around, I think about all the interesting holidays in the month. There's Groundhog Day and President's Day, the Chinese New Year and Ash Wednesday, Flag Day, Valentine's Day, and my birthday. Not a holiday yet, but who knows? February is certainly a unique month. And when it comes to your direct selling business, the thing to keep in mind is that February is the shortest month. Yep, except for leap year, you have just 28 days. So what does that mean? There's no time to lose, no wiggle room. But I say, why not get more done in less time? There are proven strategies to effectively work through a month. Since February always seems to just fly by, in this month, those strategies are more critical than ever. That's why February's ZAM plan will target three key strategies to master your month. If you're ready and willing to play full out, let's focus on a fast and furious February. Let me start by asking you a question. Have you ever experienced a month where you were not consistent with your activities, then found yourself in the last few days of the month scrambling and making a desperate attempt just to meet your minimum goals and qualifications? I call this the exorcist impersonation. Your head starts spinning, your eyes roll back in your head, heck, you possibly even drool a little. Bottom line, there's a big difference, results-wise, between coming from a position of desperation versus working on purpose. So how do we avoid this scenario? A good place to start is understanding that you're paid on the volume created in a commission month. If you look at the month as a finite period of time in which to excel, you'll do your best to leverage every day as effectively as possible. In other words, if you have the whole month, why not take advantage of the whole month? And especially when it's a short one like February. Let's review three proven strategies to focus on a fast and furious February. Number one, take immediate action and jumpstart the month. You do this by creating as much activity as possible during the first 2 weeks of February. Your most important activities are those that focus on your personal prospecting. Make sure to schedule time with your sponsor or upline leader and work together with a commitment to consistently talk to new people. Schedule time for both business and product-driven events. Include activities such as attending networking events and business presentations. And don't forget the importance of effective follow-up. I urge you to multilaterally create these types of focused activities and take action immediately as each month begins. The interest and activity you generate in the first 2 weeks of the month can then be leveraged into more activity during the last 2 weeks. This is how you maximize the whole month. This is how fresh momentum and record sales are created. Number two, set a goal for mid-month volume. Many direct sellers focus their volume goals on where they'd like to be by the end of the month, and that makes sense. Another proven way to exceed your monthly volume goals is to focus on a mid-month volume goal as well. Take whatever your minimum monthly volume goal requirements are and set a goal to meet or exceed that volume not by the end of the month, but by the 15th of the month. Now, it may take you 30, 60, or even 90 days to build that volume, but it will be worth it. Just imagine the difference in your enthusiasm, sales, and income when early in the month volume becomes the new normal for you and your team rather than the exception. Number three, learn how to purposefully close the month. The last few days of each month are a special time when anything is possible. Let's review a few tips for closing out the month strong. Take a status quo snapshot. With the last few days pending, treat your business like a business and review the data that reflects your productivity and that of your team. Personal sales. Number of prospects you're working with. Number of launch events or parties you have scheduled. Number of people sponsored. Number of qualified leads. Organizational volume. Data doesn't lie. If you pay attention, the data will inform and guide you in working your pay plan effectively. In fact, you'll discover that seeing the results of your efforts on paper will give you a clear strategy on how to move forward and where to focus your energies. You'll have fresh clarity on what result-producing activities to prioritize, where you are weak and need to up your efforts, and how you can best maximize your production in the final days of the month to achieve your goals. Number 4, take immediate fast action. Don't settle for minimum goals. After taking a snapshot, embrace urgency. Ask questions, get answers, and take action. Who are my top 5 prospects? Who is ready to enroll now? Who's ready to buy product now? Who's ready to schedule a live or virtual event? Who can I ask for a referral? What event, product, or incentive can I promote? The answers to your questions will tell you exactly what you need to know and take action on. And even if you've reached your monthly minimum goals, in fact, especially if you've reached your goals, choose to strive for more. There's nothing more satisfying than ending the month with achievement beyond your initial expectations. No more desperation for you. You're now working on purpose and with a plan. When you make a commitment to master your month, you'll reap gratifying rewards. The journey begins anew right now in February. Unlimited possibilities await based on your belief, decisions, and ultimate actions. As you focus on February, concentrate on jump-starting the month, meeting higher mid-month volume goals, and purposefully closing the month on your terms. These proven strategies, when put into action, make you the master of your month and set you up for unprecedented success. You'll experience outrageous achievement this month and every month to come.